This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2025.
Hello. I am currently walking back from a shop close to us. A little bit different from normal from a bike locker. My bike is currently at the bike shop, and which meant I got a line bike into work this morning and a line bike back. And I had for breakfast at work a dinner we quite often have, and didn't fancy it twice, so I've stopped and just picked up a couple of pizzas. It is a big blue sky hot day in London. It's sort of like, it feels quite different from the hot days we had at the start of summer, which I remember feeling quite spiky and quite like sharp almost. This is hot as well, but the sun doesn't seem to have the same bite. I don't know what that is. I've fought it a couple of times today when I stepped outside. It feels and sort of smells like Mediterranean. I don't think I've seen a cloud all day. This is like, I think from doing the weather diary, and also it has been a hot summer, it's sort of made me feel that this has been one of the like most consistently hot and sunny springs and summers I can remember. I think probably it's probably a mixture of both doing these, and I think there probably is some truth in that. But yeah, big, bright, blue, sunny day. Walking home now. We are at a point with packing for the move where we've kind of done all the small stuff. It's quite funny because there's still quite a lot of large things like in the flat, which you, in my brain I'm kind of like, surely we need to be doing something about this, but it's too soon. We've got like a couple of weeks till we move, so that's what's going on. At home, Uma keeps on threatening to walk or stand up on her own, kind of bit of both, which is amazing. And she's nearly a year old. It's very easy with the weather changing and Uma's birthday to sort of have quite clear memories of this time last year. Because Uma was sort of born at the, like, we went into a hospital and it was summer and we came out and it felt more like autumn. It was a very, like, that's the sort of line in when I sort of divide those two things. And yeah, I remember she had stopped work this time last year and sort of being around the flat, not going too far, and it being like hot. So yeah, it's a funny...
Hello. Today's been quite a rare but good one in Wales. The heatwave has come to us, and so that means getting up early enough for our dog to not get too hot on his walk. It was actually, I think we left it a little bit late. It was quite panty. We should have probably got a bit earlier. So that is the lesson learned for tomorrow. We'll definitely make sure we get up sooner so that he can get that walk in and he's not feeling too overheated. But it was such a treat. I got a new sun cream, a new face sun cream. I'm very protective in that way of my skin. So I really think about sun cream a lot, I think, because I grew up in Australia and it's kind of really pushed on you to make sure that you do look after your skin. So I was quite excited because today my new sun cream was really being put to the test, and it feels really nice on my skin in the morning. So that felt really good to be able to do that and know I was doing a good thing. I can hear my dog running in now. You might be able to. Here he is. I've been out at the beach with my friends. We went out on a paddleboard for the first time. Because our landlord left lots of her kind of outdoorsy equipment in the shed that we live in, and we get to kind of use it. which is amazing. And so we took it down to the beach. We thought, we'll just give it a go, see how it works. And it was all pretty good until it came to the paddle part, and there was no end, like, oar on the paddle. So it was just a stick. So me and my partner and her friend, we just went out in the sea and just kind of lay on it and lolled about on it, and it was really, really fun. So definitely going to be using that more. I also this morning utilized the sunshine to clean a chair that had been like a comfy lounge chair for the garden that had been in the shed for years. So I used the sunshine, it's been out to dry and looks like it's ready for me to read my book in later, and I'm very much looking forward to that. But first, I've got to go and get a haircut. And the annoying thing about that is that I have to drive in the heat, in the hot, hot heat. So I'm not looking forward to that. But it's okay. I'm grateful that I get to come home tonight. And oh, that's another part of the day. It's just a great holiday day today. We're in the heat wave. We're going on an outdoor sauna that turns up at different beaches locally to us, so we can dip in the sea, dip in the sauna, dip in the sea, dip in the sauna. And we're going to do that tonight on the beach with pizza. So today is just an all-round brilliant day, and I'm very grateful for the sunshine today.
Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2025. 7:37 a.m. Chamonix. 30 degrees in the valley. Bone dry. The morning dew is in the grass. The long sun rays are starting to poke through the mountain tops themselves. The moon still clearly visible in the sky. The cool evenings and mornings offer a reprieve from the alpine sun. But at the summits, the air changes. It's light on the skin, almost thin in the lungs, a relief and a warning at once. Here the weather isn't an endless loop of talk. It's something closer to a condition of survival. A shift at altitude can turn playful exposure into something sharp, something dangerous. A wind change, a sudden cloud, the temperature falling. It's not abstract here. The margin between comfort and danger can be moments. Walking upward, from 1,000 to 2,700 metres, you pass through its layers. The heat in the lower meadows, grass and wildflowers thick with bees, crickets and insects. The still, resin-scented pines where the air hums quietly. Then the open slopes where the air begins to cool and harden until the tree line drops away and everything becomes rock, scree, light. Up here, or up there, sounds change too. They're sharper, carrying further, as if the air itself has less to weigh it down, and the weather can be clear. In summer, I suppose these mountains hold a strange duality. Morning and evening paint the snow caps gold, bronze, amber, and yet a clear blue in the morning times. Fair weather clouds cling to the summits, dissolving slowly in the heat of the day. And the glaciers themselves, they're dissolving. They're shrinking. You can see it. The bare ice is exposed. The edges pulling back year by year. What once was ice is now rock. And the lines of rock marking where the ice once pressed itself down. There are the great weather makers here, and they're slipping away. And obviously there's a melancholy in that. It's not just for what is lost, but by the way it's happening in plain sight. Visible by the naked eye, a rapid decline. Happening in the bright air, in a place where the weather feels so vast, so certain, and yet this too is fleeting. You can stand at a viewpoint, taking the whole sweep of the valley, and still know that this scale offers little to no protection. Up here, it's not really about the idle speculation of before. It's about reading what's around you. A palpable change, how the wind moves, how the cloud sits on a ridge, how the shadows are spreading. Each sign is sort of a quiet instruction. Every choice, whether to keep ascending, whether to turn back, it all comes from the language of these signs. And yet, even here, in the high light and cold and shadow, the same truth holds. It never stops moving. It never waits. Weather observations.
Hi from Huacachina in Peru. This is very confusing climate for me because we just came to Huacachina from 2 days in Lima, which is at this time of year quite cloudy and windy because of the coast of the Pacific, and also it's on a height, like the whole city is on a height, and then overlooking towards the sea at the bottom of like a cliff you can see a highway that crosses the whole of Lima. Lots of wind comes up from the Pacific. So it's quite a big contrast. Now we traveled for like 4 hours, 4.5 hours to Huacachina, and it's a desert, which, yeah, temperature wise I can really feel the difference. I wasn't wearing haven't brought with me many summer clothes at all, but now in Huacachina I am actually a lot hotter, so I'm wearing just a t-shirt and some shorts. And we're going to do some activities, I can't remember the name of them, in the desert. Actually, we were told yesterday that Lima is also a desert, like that whole area of the coast in Peru is also a desert, but you can see vegetation and trees and plants because people are watering. There is something that I don't I think I must be missing, because there was a lot of vegetation in Lima, so there must be some sort of like high-tech irrigation system which allows for that vegetation to grow, because I couldn't see like anyone watering anywhere in the city, but somehow lots of grass, lots of plants, and then we found that it's actually a desert, like all the Pacific coast area where we came from. Yeah, and then it felt quite humid back there, and not as now it feels actually dry, like actual desert. Just my cup of tea, really. We just feel exhausted, you know, like because of the driving. I feel like I'm waffling because I'm actually still dizzy from the driving. Lots of, so many Ubers and taxis and tuk-tuks where they just like, they honk as in just to communicate, not to tell someone off, if that makes sense. It's like, hey, I'm here. But I think with my very European sunset mindset, not sunset, I grasp like the honking as aggressive, like something's wrong or someone did something wrong to someone, driving wise. And here it's just like a normal, like every 5 second thing, like, hey, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. So that and the turning and the quick, very, very frequent, very frequent stopping and constant like bumpy just got me like sent away, and I'm only just recovering from that. So, yes, thank you for listening. Bye.
Hello. I'll speak slightly more quiet than usual because Uma is in the pram. She's having a nap. We're just in the park by home. And today it's supposed to be... It's always funny, those days that are forecasted to be the hottest. I don't know, it's always different, isn't it, on the day. Things, expectations mean things feel surprisingly cool or surprisingly hotter or, you know, it always feels different. We left... Today's supposed to be very, very hot. We left the house around 9 a.m, I think, for a nap. Uma's first nap. So we've stuck to streets, pavements that are very covered with shade by the trees. And she fell asleep pretty quickly. So we've ducked into the park. My AirPods are out of battery, which is really refreshing, actually. Which meant that I've been particularly aware of how many different bird sounds I've heard since I've left the house. And we recently got a book for Uma called, I think, Songs of the Birds. And it's a really nice kids' book that's got these really great illustration, like watercolory style illustrations of birds, and then these little buttons, these little cute silver buttons next to each bird that she can press, and then it will give you the sound of that bird. And I think I need to read it a few more times because, yeah, I can't distinguish any of these different birds. But I think most of her books I definitely buy for my own education on top of hers, because they're pretty fascinating. We've just come, I'm just kind of circled, there's like a basketball court, there's technically two in this park. I've just been doing circles in one of them to get her to fall asleep, and we are now just kind of doing laps around this tree that I kind of can't stop looking at. It's like a tall tree with a very slim trunk, and then it looks old and quite brittle, but then it's got like a very wide span. The branches are really thin, but they're really long, and it's got these huge like heart-shaped leaves which are very light green. It's all very light and feels like it would be wispy, but it's actually like really lush at the same time, this tree. But the main thing is it's got these bits coming off of them that are like really long green beans. They're like really, really, but they're like, it's like the weight of them is pulling them down and making them grow longer, but they also curve slightly, so they're kind of like, I don't know, I just keep thinking of like the caricature of like witch's fingers, or it's quite it's got quite a presence, and they're all over the street. And so I had a quick search, and the first thing that came up was that it's called an Indian bean tree or a cigar tree, and they're actually native to, they were in Europe in the tertiary period, apparently, so long, long, long time ago. But if it's this type of tree, it's native to and quite popular in like Florida and Mississippi, in that part of the states. So yeah, just had an interesting read about the, apparently if some insect bites into it, any of its leaves, it produces lots of extra nectar on that leaf, which then attracts loads of, around it, that then attracts lots of ants, which then basically act as like bodyguards for the damaged
leaf and then protects the tree. So interesting stuff at 9 in the morning. Oh, we're over 5 minutes. All right, that's it. Well, yeah, we'll see how the day goes.
It is currently 12:40 p.m. Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2025. And what a weirdly kind of muggy, misty, silvery, hazy day it is today. The weather doesn't seem to know what it wants to do with itself, and it's kind of been that way for the last week or so. Kind of erratically flitting between these like iridescent blue days into these kind of hazy, dreamlike, oppressive mugginess. It's a weird one. And I do think it has kind of affected my energy recently as well. I've had a really busy and wonderful summer in a lot of respects, but I'm trying to work out if it's the weather or my stamina, or maybe a combination of the two, that is allowing this almost sort of fatigue to slip in. I think also the humidity as well, especially in the evening, has really affected my sleep. I haven't been sleeping particularly great since I got back from Croatia. And that's coming on a good month or so now, I think, since I was there. But within that interim, I went to Brighton for Pride, which was a lot of fun. Really great to catch up with some friends, see Mariah Carey do surprisingly more than nothing. And the weather was pretty good there as well. It was very sunny on the Saturday, like maybe a little bit too hot to be a bit Goldilocks about it. And then on the Sunday, it was far cooler, which was actually really nice. And we just kind of spent it in town watching the gays frolic, which was very sweet. And then for my sins, left Brighton at around 5 a.m. on no sleep to get the first plane back to Jersey to go straight to work. So that might be also part of the reason why I don't feel particularly rested. But I don't want to put it down to that because I'm having fun. So today, just currently working from home, had a big clean of the place as well, and yeah, kind of feeling a bit like muggy and sweaty for it, so I did have a shower to cool off, and then in a little bit, well, my lunch break from work at the very least, I have to pack again. Because this time I'm heading to a music festival in the north of France for, yeah, Wednesday to Sunday. It should be good fun. I'm going with a couple of friends from Jersey, and I think there's a couple of people I know going as well, so that should be good fun. Going to be seeing the likes of Pulp, Kraftwerk, Bolas Pupil, Tropical Fuckstorm, Porridge Radio, yeah, so a pretty good little lineup, and hopefully the weather holds as well. I haven't looked at the forecast. Last year we were generally okay. I think it was only one day of rain, but you know, I almost don't want to look at it as if that kind of tempts or influences it in some way. But that should be good. So we're getting the boat over tomorrow morning, I think around 7 a.m. And then we'll be leaving Sunday, I think around midday, which isn't too bad. So, and I think after that, I'm going to take a break from doing stuff. And maybe just find some grounding somewhere. But I feel like even saying that, my subconscious is gonna rebel against it in some capacity. So we will see what tomorrow brings.
Thank you for listening. This run of A Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen directly on our website and on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.